With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A Catholic community in Minneapolis mourns the deaths of two students in yesterday's horrific school shooting.
Hundreds gathered to honor the children shot in a Minneapolis Catholic church. Minneapolis Archbishop Bernard Hebda said there was courage, bravery, and love in the midst of the shootings that killed two children and wounded 17 people. Speaking at a packed Wednesday night vigil,
how is it that such a terrible tragedy could take place in a place that's the house of God and the gate of heaven? It's unthinkable.
The children who died were 8 and 10. 14 other kids and three parishioners were wounded, but are expected to survive. I'm Mike Hempen.
The U.S. economy rebounded this spring in an upgrade from its first estimate. The Commerce Department reporting U.S. gross domestic product expanded at a 3.3% annual pace from April through June. That's after shrinking 0.5% in the first 3 months of 2025. On the war's front lines, another heavy Russian drone and missile attack on Ukraine's capital has killed at least 15 people and wounded 48.
Ukrainian firefighters battled a blaze in Kyiv after the attack early on Thursday. It was the first major Russian combined attack on Kyiv in weeks as U.S.-led peace efforts struggle to gain traction. A Ukrainian official has said Russia launched decoy drones, cruise missiles and ballistic missiles and struck at least 20 locations across seven districts of Kyiv. This is the first major combined attack on Kyiv since U.S. President Donald Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this month to discuss ending the three-year war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Looking at Wall Street, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow 60 points in the red, but the NASDAQ composite is up 57. This is SRN News. A new study looks at LGBT Americans and religion.
The Pew Research Center poll finds that less than half of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgender people say they identify with any particular faith, compared to 73% of the general population. Less than one in five LGBT individuals say they attend worship services regularly or consider faith an important part of their life. Meanwhile, strong majorities of the LGBT community describe themselves as spiritual and believe in the supernatural. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Indonesia have closed a small church in West Java without warning and have expelled the evangelist who was ministering there. Emmanuel Prayer House was serving about 100 local Christians. Indonesia, mostly Muslim, but violence against the Christian minority has so far been rare. However, the government's recent habit of closing churches or refusing to let them be built has a lot of believers concerned. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Non-alcoholic beverages are taking off. Retail sales of alcohol-free wine, beer, and spirits surged to $823 million last year. The U.S. economy rebounded 3.3% economic growth April through June. Applications for unemployment benefits fell last week compared to the week before. Japan's top trade negotiator has abruptly called off a visit to Washington aimed at issuing a joint statement on a tariff deal. A government spokesman says the trade envoy canceled the trip because some details require further discussion. New Jersey's American Dream Mall in Paramus is being sued for allowing retail sales on Sundays in violation of local blue laws. Those laws prohibit the sale of non-essential items. I'm Rich Thomas.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.